Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. City Administrator Mike Nardini joins us on today's program to provide an update from this week's Pella City Council meeting.
Where does Big Rock Park stand as it is right now and the conversation and kind of the general direction the council kind of leaned towards at the end of the meeting?
Well, Andrew, first and foremost, thank you for having me here today. It's always a pleasure to sit down and discuss city affairs. And as you said last night, we did discuss Big Rock Park during policy and planning. And just to get the listeners up to speed on the background of Big Rock Park, this particular park is roughly 83 acres in size. It was donated very generously by Pete and Lucille Kuiper in 1958. And Andrew, as in the case of most donations received by the city of Pella, it identified two allowable uses to take place in the park. First and foremost, which is most people, what they're probably accustomed to, is specifically designated, was donated as a public recreation park. That's what the deed restrictions were. The second use that was identified was a placeholder or location for a sewage disposal plant, and that was to be located in the northeast corner of the park. So those were the two allowable uses in the park. We also had a letter from Mr. Kuiper that was dated back in 1958 at the time the property was donated to the city that really was intended to serve as guidance on the gift and something we've been administered to and tried to adhere to since it was donated to the city in 1958. In the letter, Mr. Kuiper said that it's a desire to the park to be maintained primarily as a recreational area and the natural state, particularly the large native trees, be retained as far as practical. And what also went on, it's very important for the listeners to understand, I think there's been some general confusion on this matter, but as far as the deed restrictions, and it talks about there's restrictions what happens if the permissive use changes. The deed states there's two permissible uses. One is a public recreation park, and the other is a site for a sewage disposal plant. If either of those two uses changes on it, what the deed states is that it has to be unanimously approved by the city council, and it has to be advertised in the general circulation newspaper for 8 weeks. So again, if you change the park from being a recreational park or a location for a sewage disposal plant, you have to go through some special procedures and it takes unanimous consent of the city council. Now, as background, as it pertains to the disc golf course that's been constructed out of Big Rock Park, a little bit of history on this. We were approached by a volunteer group in the spring of 2017 on a proposal for a recreational activity in Big Rock Park known as disc golf. Staff investigated the proposal, and we felt overall that the proposed recreational use would allow the park to be maintained in its natural state, and it could be a benefit to the community. And I want to stress it could be a benefit. We have a process that we go through when we talk about new recreational uses. The very first thing that we did, because of the restrictions on Big Rock Park or the deed restrictions, and we wanted to make sure that the park was maintained in the guidance and the gift of the donation regulated by the Kuipers, we consulted with the city attorney. The city attorney at the time recommended, after reviewing the matter with us, recommended that we consult with the family on it to make sure that the use was appropriate for the park. We did that. It's our understanding that the family was supportive of the use for a disc golf course in Big Rock Park, and that's really when the city processes really started, Andrew. So we started working on this project in the spring of 2017. This was at the staff level and the community services board level. The staff and community services worked throughout the summer and fall of 2017, and at that time, the list of projects that was submitted to the city council for the upcoming budget session for funding. That time, the Community Services Board approved submitting this proposed disc golf course to the City Council for consideration. We discussed the project with the City Council during a budget work session in February of 2018, and ultimately the project was approved by the City Council as far as a financial allocation for the project of $6,000 for the current fiscal year budget. Now, to put it in proportion with the City's current overall budget, this was a $6,000 financial allocation from the City of Pella. Our budget overall is about $45 million. So from our standpoint, we're very important to the community on this. We don't want to derogate, but it was considered a minor capital improvement in the city's budgeting financial allocation procedures. And from that point, once funding was allocated for the current fiscal year, construction started on the park in August of 2018. And to date, there's been about 10 holes constructed. And I want to stress to the listeners is we've had extensive oversight of this project. Everything that has been done at the park has been under the direct supervision of our park staff. on this. And to date, there's been a very limited amount of small trees that have been removed from the park. In fact, none of the native trees in the park have been removed. There's been every effort taken under place by both the volunteer group and city staff to make sure that we maintain the natural state of the park as much as possible. And so fast forward, what's happened this year is we received a concern from Mr. George Clark on the disc golf course, and particularly whether it was in line with the intent of the Kuiper family and the donation to the city of Pella. We sent that off to the city attorney for review, and what came back to the city from legal counsel is that the belief that disc golf is a recreational activity is allowed, permissible under the deed restrictions to the city of Pella. And the way the city has administered it, by direct oversight of the project with the limited number of trees that we've stressed on their removed from the park and the maintaining of the natural state, we believe it's an intent of the donation to the Kuiper family to the city of Pella. Now, with that being said, Andrew, I would stress overall that any project to the city of Pella is always under the purview of the city council, and at any time the city council can change the size scope of any project at the city of Pella. And that's really what the city staff felt last night. And there's been a number of the concerns voiced both in support of the project and also concerns with the project last night. And so the context of last night's discussion is really to voice both support for the project and also concerns of the project. And ultimately, what's happened with the project, Andrew, is the project's currently on hold. It's going to continue to remain on hold. And what we've identified is what we'd like to do is further explore the project, potential expansions of the project. We want to investigate that. We also want to give the stakeholders and those that have voiced concerns in the project an opportunity to comment before any additional construction's been done on the project. And ultimately, what we're hoping to do is put together a group, solicit opinions on the project, and report back to City Council so ultimately they can make a decision on the project as well.
Once again, that was Pella City Administrator Mike Nardini. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.